On Tuesday, we talk about personal finance with Michelle Singletary. She writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post. Day to Day's Alex Chadwick spoke with Michelle about a topic on virtually every parent's mind, saving for their children's college education.
Michelle, hello again.
Hi.
This week we're talking about college costs and what to do about them. What are the sensible solutions that parents can do? Because the news on rising tuition is pretty scary.
It's very scary. And what I'm going to say is a little counterintuitive, because there's all these people running around saying, you know, you're going to be a millionaire. You have to be a millionaire to send your kid to college. What I like to say is don't panic. At the worst, your kid can borrow to go to school. So start from the time they come out of the womb, putting away whatever you can put away, $10, $20, $100, because that will give you 18 years to save for their college education. And if your kid is, you know, 10 or 12, don't worry, still put away whatever you can.
Given the constant news of tuition hikes, is a college education still, do you think, in the reach of most families?
I think it is. I think you just have to think smarter about college. It may be that your precious little baby won't be able to go to Harvard, but they could go to, for example, a community college for 2 years, get those basic courses out of the way, and then transfer to a four-year university. So don't think I can't or I have to go to some name brand school, and because I can't do that, you panic and don't do anything. It is very affordable. When you look at the College Board statistics, the average cost of a two-year public school, it's around $2,500. For a four-year public school, it's about $4,000 to $5,000. Lots of money still, but still affordable if you save in time.
A friend of mine who's about my age, he and I both worked our way through college, and we were remarking that for an awful lot of kids at an awful lot of schools today, that would just be impossible. No one could earn that much money and go to school.
But listen, you can do a combination of things. You can have financial aid. Certainly apply for financial aid. You never know what you're going to get. Then there's work study. And then finally, there are loans. I mean, you can get a loan to go to school. And that's where you need to think a little smarter. If you don't want to accumulate a lot of student loan debt, then you may have to go to a second or third choice university. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's some really good schools that are very fairly priced.
I think one of the great things that happens in school that I've seen with kids in high school is all this pressure to get into different kinds of schools, when in fact I think most kids would be happy most places. It's more kind of about the experience than the experience at a certain school, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that's a very good lesson that parents and students have to do. If you can't afford those name brand schools, then don't send your rugrats there. I mean, because you'll bankrupt yourself, you'll bankrupt your retirement. Listen, I went to a public university and I ended up at the Washington Post. I think that's pretty good. So, you know, don't be dismayed when you see all the news about the high prices. It's still doable for many families. For example, one way families can start saving is think about the 529 plan. You may have heard about that. It's just named for the tax code. But essentially, you put money into something like a mutual fund.
Uh-huh.
And the money is tax-free. It's much like we save for retirement, only it's designated for a college education.
Michelle Singletary writes the Color of Money column at the Washington Post. She's Day to Day's regular financial commentator. She joins us from our studios in Washington. Michelle, thanks, and see you next week.
You're welcome.
And that interview conducted by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick. You can find more of Michelle Singletary's personal finance tips at our website, npr.org. And Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate. I'm Madeline Brand.